Blog Talk Radio.
With the name of God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored your favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We seek protection with Allah from against Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thou grace, and those whose portion is not rare and will go not astray. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting better than this greeting. This greeting is coming from our Creator himself. This greeting reminds us that we are supposed to be a peaceful people, kind people, a concerned people. And this greeting reminds us, and this greeting is called, "May God peace be unto you." And it says in the language that it was given to our team, of Assalamu alaikum, simply means God. God peace be upon you. And it obligates all of us to keep the peace. And then we said, there's no prophet to come but one prophet. And his proper name is Allah. He never was born and he never will die. And there's nothing like the Creator of this creation. He lived and he will never die. He has created this creation and planted us here on it to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that the Creator have kept away from us. So we like to greet you again in the greatest greet of all the greetings of Assalamu alaikum, simply means may God peace be unto you. We're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station like we have been doing all week, and that's calling the people back to the oneness of God and remind the people that Allah, the Creator of this creation, has already put in scripture, do not make any image of him. This has been done, and we see just about everything that the Creator of this creation have asked us to do, man have allowed it to be done. God said, don't eat certain things, man have allowed it to happen. God said, stay away from Satan. Most people run to Satan, especially on the weekend. So, man, everything that the Creator of this creation asks us to remind us not to do, Satan is one who enforces what the Creator don't want to do. He bring it on anyway to get us in trouble, to get us out of our connection with the Creator of this creation. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad coming out of California. This Block Talk radio station is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. And we hope and we are praying that STEM school come into every neighborhood in America where people can get back in touch with their creator, because the public schools have took the creator out of place with all kind of things that we should stay away from. So the public school is not good for the public. So we have a school called Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And Sister Claire Muhammad School and W.D. Muhammad High, on and on, that we are, our job is to put the creator back in his creation, especially the young people, because they need this creation. They need the creative hand. Satan has duped many and still duking many out of their good life, out of their, and what is life? Life can be your money. If they get you to spend your money on things, they get you to spend your money on things that you don't need. And then when time of need comes, you don't have no money to spend because you don't spend your money on things that you don't even need. Satan is a master trickster. His job is to make evil seem fair. His job is to take bad, his natural, excuse me, out of his natural behavior and put him in a beastful, animal behavior. And Satan is working very, very hard to do that. So we're here tonight, again, but we take a break tomorrow from the show. Tomorrow is Friday. We said Juma Mubarak. We will be celebrating the most greatest day of all the days in every week, and that's our Juma. We'll be at Juma, blessed Juma tomorrow. With the help of Allah, trying to keep our soul going in the right direction. So we are here on the Pop Talk radio station, and we thank Allah for it. And we want to see our children get back in touch with the Creator. And we see where they haven't got in touch with the Creator, they have become monsters. It showed this Caucasian police shoot a young African-American boy and kill him. So this is not going to stop because the evils have been planted. And the evil started when God said, don't make no image of him. That's the root of racism and all the other isms that we've been told about. If you can promote God, allow God to be molded in the wrong way, this is what you encourage. Racism, jealousy, enmity, gambling, greed, disrespect, no respect at all, and what we saying, you bring a curse on yourself from the Lord of the creation. But when you pray to God, when you live a life like God exists and respect what God, Allah have already warned you to do, then and you say a prayer, then you put protection around yourself. You put a shield around yourself that will help you in this world against Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. So we're here tonight, again, the one All of the prophets was warnings. They were not told to tend to your affair, but to bring the warning and bring a message and make this message clear to the person they're trying to reach. And the prophets did that. But they turned whatever the prophets gave the world, they turned it around and made the world a place, chance, and living. You live on chance because it's a chance that anybody can stop you and kill you, because this is the root of the evil that this world plants on, from the TV. They have a nerve to make a movie called The Living Dead. How can someone be living and dead at the same time? Well, it's saying that we have manipulated, we have misled, and we are continuing to mislead the people away from the creator of this creation. And we have people that will call themselves Muslim being misled too. Why? Because they say they believe, but their belief don't count for nothing unless it's put into practice. So we come in a life and remind all of us, even ourselves, it's time to get back into practicing, obeying the creator of this creation. So we thank Allah for you spending time with us tonight. We hope that what we said be some benefit. We hope what we said be something that helps everybody. But if it don't, and we know if it do, we say all praises are due to the creator and not to ourselves. Because we are using the creator words. We are using the words that Allah has given us to use. And we hope that we say nothing no more than what Allah has urged us to say. Allah said, we want to bring the truth. We want to bring the truth where we can remake this world that had been made up on lies. We got ideas, the wrong thinking. We want to change that. So we are here tonight, and we're going to, only we're going to talk about the image. We're going to talk about how we can shut that image down, and it's going to take money. Why it's going to take? It's going to take money showing our people, the people that we in our situation, that we can spend money with each other. We can trust each other. We can do everything we keep up or do for other people. We can do for ourselves. So we thank Allah for this Bible Talk radio station. We can never thank him enough. Allah has created us, planted us on this earth, then give us a manual called the Quran. And in this manual, teach us how we supposed to operate this life and what we supposed to stay away from and what we supposed to share, how we supposed to treat our neighbor, how we supposed to treat our mama, and to remind us to get married. Tell us it's best to get married than burned. I don't know how many of you believe that. Some of them might not believe that. It sounds so simple. And it's here. It's best to get married than burned. So we are here, and we pray that what we have to say be some benefit to all. We're running this show because we love the human beings. We love our human family. We are learning about Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the Prophet, a young man. They said that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi, grew up in a loving uncle house, blossomed into a handsome young man, accepted good, charitable, would mark him out of from the rest of the youngsters in Mecca. He soon become assistant Abdul Talib in trading and commerce, and once accomplished his uncle's trade caravan into Syria, he was able to reveal his talent and enrich his honor and repute received him. And sometime after he returned to Mecca, he took up trade joining with one of the wealthiest noble Quraysh woman, Khadija. So this man took up trade. He took up running his uncle first, taught him how to trade, how to buy, you know, and because Muhammad was honest, and there weren't a lot of honest people that did that, and Muhammad was the exception, honest. And this is what religion means, honest, to be sincere. He was already honest and sincere before he was even told that he was the last prophet of Allah. Already there. All this information about Muhammad, if people really want to know Muhammad, this information is not hidden. It's not a secret. But the information that they give us on Christ Jesus, we can't prove that. We know a man named Christ Jesus did it here. But we don't believe no man walked no water. If he fed hundreds and thousands of people with a loaf of bread, then he did it by the permission or by the will of God, if he did that. But we do not believe that Christ Jesus died for anybody's sins. Just a part of racism that have been affecting the people in that race and infecting the world with their racism. Our job, and we take it on, is to change and get rid of racism so we all can live in peace and happiness in this world. That's what this world is about. How happy, how much better off I can be. How can I treat people? How should I treat my wife? How do I treat the thing that has been put in my possession? We have to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. We have to do that. Although we keep the world going in the right direction, we have to do that. We have to tell the people the truth. What truth? Well, Allah put in scripture. It's there, and you bring it in a method that a child can understand. Then you're making progress. We're making progress when we do that. We want to save this world. We want to save as many people with the help of Allah. We can't save them, but they can save themselves. they can stretch their life and make their life last longer themselves by following the truth that Almighty God has given all of us to live by. When I read about Brother Muhammad being a trader, working for his uncle, learning how to trade and do things, he became so honest, so good at it. It just natural to him to do good. He would go off and go to the cave to pray for help, to help the people, because the people was in bad shape. And many times those people put themselves in that position, bad shape. And that came about when they stopped obeying the one God. That came about. Anytime you stop worshiping God and you using God as, you're making a terrible mistake. Because God is all merciful. He's so merciful, he gave you that to keep going against him. But one day, your body, your soul, it's going to be cut off. It's going to stop. And you'll be able to say, I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have did this. So, in order to keep that from happening, we have to do what is right. So as I go in any further, I like to say, anybody would like to say anything, please mash one and come into the queue. Please mash one and come into the queue. And we will see your hand up. There's a little hand over here. And the lady said that she would say it to you like this, you are now in the host queue. And we will see your hand up, and then we will bring you up. And so let me bring up someone that raised their hand, Brother Muhammad Sharif. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar.
Yes, sir. So, Brother, you ain't no stranger to this. So I know you got something to say, and I'm ready. We are ready to listen and to hear from you, because you are a brother that all around brother, and everybody knows you, and you're always working to do a good job. So we're going to let you say what you want to say. We're going to stand back and listen. As-salamu alaykum. You got it.
Alaykum as-salam. The first thing I say is all praise is due to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened, you know, we can... Speaking of myself and a lot of us, you know, we get a big head in a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever somebody's saying something good about you,
mm-hmm.
protect yourself and protect your mind. So all praise due to Allah. So give me, you know.
Right.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Yeah, you spoke about, you know, we being in a position to, no, to we need money. Yeah, we're gonna need money, and we're instructed by Allah to get to a share of this material world. And there's a lot out there. I mean, this world, we just do travel. You just travel from state to state, two or three states. And there's a lot of material to be gotten from the world. And then you're going overseas. I mean, you just see how big this massive world is, and all else to get your share. I mean, how much is my share? I know my share got to be more than what I have. I know all else has probably more than this small share I got. And then there are other people got so much. I know they got theirs and part of mine too, you know? But anyway, so go and get our share.
That's right.
You know, and think how vast the creation is. I was just speaking the other day. We think about when you say you're going over to Europe or the Far East, Asia. If you're going from New York to JFK or LaGuardia Airport, going to Europe, going across the Atlantic Ocean, you know, you're on these flights and you know these planes are moving at fast speed, jet speed. You go up so high in a plane, and all you can see is water. Allah said, you know, all the oceans are pen. I mean, you can be so, and you all you can see, you can't see land. I mean, and you'd be up there for hours based on those light flights. You get up, you have lunch, or maybe you go to sleep, take a nap, and you wake up, look out the window, you still, nothing you see the water. And you're so far up in the plane and moving so fast that all you see is water. Same thing going across the Pacific, going to the west or going to Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Singapore, those countries. Same thing going across, all you can see is water. Go to sleep and wake up and take a nap and have a lunch. That's the one. Now when you get the earth, all the riches, you know we got to get more of ourselves. And we have a great opportunity just to get ourselves. If we saw just one item, you know, and Rasul been playing the lecture for the cup two or three times, this one and two. It's something about this man in India who had got one item, umbrellas. And the company did so well with umbrellas, and the people who were doing the business of those umbrellas, they would make so much money, they would be willing to give that man his weight in gold. It's his weight in gold because they were making so much for just one item. We have a few brothers in, this, in our community. Years ago, that's where they sold umbrellas. Now, if I got to see his business now, where his business used to be, right in Harlem, his number one product was selling umbrellas. Then there were other people that were distributing. Now, if I got to talk with his brother a few days ago, he said, yeah, I was one to introduce his brother to the umbrellas. And there were other brothers that were doing umbrellas. I know he would go downtown, especially when they forecast for rain, heavy rain. Because a lot of people, you know, most will forget to take your umbrella with them, but they didn't listen to the weather forecast and get out there and start rain. You got to buy another umbrella. You know, umbrella is a big business. Then sometimes you get an umbrella and it's not top quality, a good quality. Soon as the wind hit it, umbrella fold up on you. So now you got to get another umbrella. Maybe two umbrellas before you get back home. Umbrella big business. So that's why I think about when a man with India did so much with one item. Now Allah has blessed us with that another opportunity also. Gives us a layout. But just say now, this was on the downside, negative side, we didn't really support a layout inside we should. We know the Jews have kosher. And they do them wonderful, big thing with kosher. And Allah gave us a layout. We just support that alone. Look where we would be. But now on the upside, we got another opportunity. Allah is showing us his mercy. Now he's giving us another opportunity with a project everybody needs. Everybody got to use it. So you be selling one thing you don't want to watch. I don't want the clothes. I don't want the suits. I don't want whatever you got. I don't want to wear your shoes. The one thing is you got to wash your clothes. Don't care what your religion is, your beliefs. Your non-beliefs, got rich or poor, brown, black, green, whatever you want to use colors, whatever. You got to wash your clothes. And Allah has blessed us with a mercy, showed us another opportunity with the true detergent. Just think of everybody, or just 10% of African-American people just started. I said just the Muslims started using the true detergent. Everybody got you to the church. Let's think how our community would grow financially. Then you get to grow distributors. affiliates. Other people use pushing now other ethnic groups. Just with the church. So we got it. We just don't understand and don't see the value. If we just start among ourselves, every masjid, every community center, wherever you are, just start using through the church. Just step on out there. If I'm going over time, just let me know, Brother Agba.
You're doing great, man. You're a lifesaver. Go ahead.
Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And I'm just thinking, you know, if we would just, you know, years ago, a brother was speaking. He was speaking about the imam when he brought us the egg mate. He said, no, if y'all would just try it, Allah has blessed Imam Muhammad with this recipe. He said, just try it with sincerity and Allah will change your taste buds. And we know that's a fact because it happened to us. You know how we love eat pork everything before we became Muslim. And we became Muslim and stopped eating pork. I mean, we love that taste, but we stopped eating pork. But I know I'm knowing what that brother said was the truth. If there was sincerity, with the eight egg mate, well, I would change your taste buds. Now, same thing can happen again with it. So I tell people, just go out. The first time I heard about the Church of China, lunch of the Church of True Detergent, tried it immediately. Whatever other products I had in my house, I guess sometimes you go to the extreme. I just go to the drain, don't put it in a drain, something, just put it out in the court out. Sometimes you will go, use what you got if you don't want to go that far, but it's just start using true detergent, not Tide, not Gain, whatever you're using. Stop, you use your own product. Everybody else do the same thing. They use that product first. Guaranteed, you'll see a change in your thinking. And our thinking will change. And now we'll begin to pass the word on. And our children, our grandchildren grow up. But when they get old enough, start going to see mother, wash the clothes. And what they'll see, they will see truth, the children. They're growing up at 3, 4, 5 years old. That's what they've been used to seeing true. And when they get old enough, well, then they'll pass it on. And that will go on, just say, for just a few or 4 years. And we just use that one detergent. And other people will look and say, hey, it looks like those people have woke up. Somehow they must have been crying out to Allah, the Creator, to give them another chance. And they repented for their shortcomings. And Allah did the same thing he did with Adam. Adam repented. And now the whole planet knows about Adam, where we all came from. I can see it. I mean, it's so clear. It's so clear. Allah has given us another chance to stop using. If you don't want to get rid of what you have, go ahead and use that up, but then get true. I know one person, we told a few people, because immediately they put in their order for truth. And think of the whole, all creation, Allah has, the people that come up with these big companies that deliver, U.S. Postal Service, Amazon, TDK, I mean, they have all kind of companies that will bring it right to your house. And look how the convenience. If there are no distributors in your area, nobody distributing it, just contacted the company, and they will send it right to your house. You'll look up and you'll see that with the Prime. I mean, we see them all over the place. If you look, you see Prime trucks, Amazon delivering things. And you'll see that Prime or U.S. Postal Service bring that return right to your door. I mean, we got the opportunity of a lifetime here. And just think of just 10%. Yes, 10% of us are using true detergent. We need our leaders to support us, to push it also. Talk about business. That's the second part of the Kuba Juma. Think about the situation. Yeah, we're going to keep on moving on this. We're going to keep on doing it. Like I said, it doesn't take a minute. It takes a few to get a start thing. It's always been that way. It's always been a few. You know, you speak about Prophet Muhammad. It started with one. And when she heard the truth, he took it home to closest person to him, his wife. And then it started spreading. Then other people came in. We hear about a few of them, Abu Bakr and Uthman, Ali. But think of all the other people that we don't hear about that support the idea. Started with one. We got it. All we got to do is just ask Allah to forgive our shortcomings and ask for repentance and get back in the race for all that is good and get our share. All praise be to Allah. Thank you for taking my comments. And thank God, keep on doing what you're doing. Here, man, Rasul said, he'll be on your Wednesday. The top soldier, he spoke about the military. He, in the military, they were called Sergeant Major. They didn't call him Sergeant Major, they called him Top Soldier. That's right. Top Soldier.
Thank you.
That's right. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Please, how about if you can make give us a talk on the True Deterrent Legion once a week, if you can, if you feel like it. Coach,
all right.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. All praise to y'all. I'm beautiful. So anybody else who wants to join in this talk, this match one, and come into the queue. Anybody else? So we just heard a good report on the True Deterrent, and we must have faith in that. We can just one person start. Circulating that in our community and selling it, and people are gonna buy from our reason. African Americans gonna buy because they know we ain't got nothing to sell, that we ain't selling for some Jew or some Chinese person. So this is ours. And we push this, and then that another need will come up for something else. And in our children is a gold mine of things that's not on the market. And Allah will bless our children because we have earned this, and especially they'll be blessed if we just continue to point them to having a moral life. So we all praise are due to Allah. All praise are due to Allah. We must have faith in our ability. You know, the people are talking about Adam was in heaven. And no matter, he messed up in the garden, compared to the world we living in now, he was still in heaven. He was in heaven. Compared to the world now of drugs and violence and crime. Today, my wife and I had the visitors from the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they had been here in a while since the pandemic. And he rolled in here and he started talking about this and that. I just held them to the Ten Commandments. I don't want to use your book. I held them to the Ten Commandments. And I told him how simple what he's saying in front of his wife. I said, you going to tell me that Jesus died for my sins? And in other words, You don't need to pray. You don't need to do nothing. Everything has already been paid for, so you really don't even need no book no more. Because if somebody died for my sin, what kind of sin can I collect now since somebody already died for it? I said, well, other words, somebody break in your house and start tearing things up and doing crazy things, you can't get mad because you've been told and you're preaching somebody that done died for your sin. So no matter what they do, their sins are already paid for. So why you want to hurt that person trying to take something out of your house? Why don't you call the police? Don't even call the police. So all praises are due to all. So we are here tonight to straighten out the mess that we've been given. So we are here tonight to straighten out the mess that we've been given. So we got another speaker that's wanting to come in and give a shout talk. We got a young man, Brother Rakeem Bashir, Sister Adrian's son. So we're going to bring him up, if you don't mind. Brother, he's out making money, just like our brother Amin is out selling. He out there selling too. Brother Rakeem.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Have you back? Yes.
Dr. Adrian. Don't tell nobody my whereabouts. They're already looking at me crazy out here.
Oh man, they give me
They're big good Muslims. I know they got my back. All praise.
All praise. Go ahead.
I thank you. I want to first acknowledge believers for stepping up and defend traditional life God gave us. It takes courage. And I guess we was taught.
You going in and out, Rocky?
Okay. When I hear the believers talk, it gives me more courage, because we could talk about sports, women, men, cars and clothes, things that don't amount to any education and food for the mind, or food for the heart, and the passion Allah have given you all, us, to be able to talk about the message of concerns, or the message that Allah had gave Prophet Muhammad to us and other listeners. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Regardless if we get along all the time or we don't, but at the end of the day, you know, as Tupac said, we might fight with each other, but at the end of the day, we'll tear anything down that mess with us on our way. The concrete structure is the best structure that there is, and I just wanted to acknowledge the men and women who are in the front line for this religion of Islam, and to not to be seen in the eyes of men and women, but the passion of the heart, the sincerityness of the conversations and the lectures and the khutbahs and the talims is phenomenal, because you gotta have heart. You gotta have heart. And the heart ain't coming from a six-pack of Johnny Walker, or Hennessy, or Remy, or drugs, or alcohol, or pills, coming from your hearts. And the law judges us from the hearts, the very heart that we talk from. And I wanted to acknowledge that. And I know sometimes we're not hard on each other, you know, but we sometimes learn each other and we rub each other sometimes in the wrong ways. And sometimes it's the right way, because it's nothing wrong with critical word at my tongue, but I can't get it out. But it's nothing wrong with encouraging the believers. Well, sometimes it don't sound right because of the feelings that been in, the feelings that we have for each other. But I wanted to just give y'all and salute to y'all, actually, because everybody's out here around this time, and ain't nobody talking about Allah. It's quiet. It's like we're talking about what's the game, or what lays to get between, or what alcohol to bring to the house. You know, the world is in chaos. And the envy and jealousy of Shaitan followers and his army is getting huge. His army is getting huge. And his indecency, unmoral life, it feels so good to the common person to live an unmoral life. And y'all sticking y'all heads up, y'all on front lines, and y'all talking about Allah and Rasulullah, and y'all spreading this a good message to the people. You know, it's beautiful. What more beauty can you ask for? And the more we talk, and the more we Allah holds our lines and our ranks. It's a concrete structure. It be the day of Yama Kiyama. Allah say that the spirit and the angels will be in ranks. So Allah has given us this spirit, and can't nothing shut it up. You know, they. I'm pretty sure they try y'all in ways that you know that's uncomfortable, as they tried me. And that's the fight. That's the fight. Allah say fighting is prescribed for you as it is prescribed before you. And sometimes when we get up in the morning, especially the morning, we got an ego. The human intelligence, it got an ego in it. And it's like the first fight of the day, you gotta win it. You can be at the grocery store, you can be getting some food, or you can be at the gas station, but that first fight, you gotta win it. And that's nothing but the spirit saying I'm alive in the body, and it wanna address the soul, and it wants the comfort of the body. And the disbelievers don't know how to submit. They don't know how to get that passion, that love, that anxiety to their Lord. So it has to be taught. Had to be taught. And he said, even Christ, Isa, alayhi salam, even he fell on his face and he prays like us. But it's an energy that needs to be checked. And people don't know how to check it. Sometimes they lose their life for it. You know, and sometimes they get into arguments that they don't mean to get into, or they get in the fight that they don't want to get in the fight. I'm talking about us as a people, and it's hurtful. But with good people like my brothers and sisters that have been fighting in the cause of Allah, fighting for righteousness, and y'all might think it's not nothing big, but it is. And y'all might just think it's something in your hearts that you should just say. But Allah is pushing something in us. You know, when we in a concrete structure for the non-believers listening, and for the believers that don't know, when we are toe-to-toe, shoulder-to-shoulder in prayer, and our hearts line up. And the science of it is that when we are shoulder to shoulder and toe to toe, when we are together in our ranks, the strongest person with iman, with patience and pati and righteousness, the purityness, the strongest person amongst us. And we don't know it because everybody looks the same, but Allah knows it. They can be at the end of the line. They can be in the middle of the line. They can be between the middle of the line or almost to the end. We don't know it, but the science of it is that every heart beats off of that one heart, that strong heart. And if you're so devoted in your prayers and you are attentive in your prayers, sometimes you feel the next person beside you. You feel their heart breathing as you. If you take your hand and put it on their chest, and it's nothing but the concrete structure that Allah is tightening his ranks. And that's what Allah is doing with us, tightening his ranks. Because Islam, this religion, is bigger than us, way bigger than us. Us being named Muslim is way bigger than us, way bigger than us. But we have gained an interest that Allah guided us to him to use. And to use it not just for ourselves, but y'all using it for others, because your conduct is good. It's not just you talking, it's your conduct. Your conduct is good. There was a sister the other day, and she told me, she said, well, get your soldiers out. And she's real passionate, and Allah bless her. And I wanted to tell her, you know, she almost made me cry, because the soldiers that I don't have no soldiers. They don't want to do these work. You know, Allah pick and choose who he want. And, I wanted to tell her that. I couldn't tell her because, you know, sometimes I go to places myself. I go to the Capitol myself. My latest mission was, which they watching me now, but my latest mission was I went to Misha. And Misha was a good friend of our brother Harun. May Allah give him a death as a model and bless him with the highest level of paradise. And Allah in Allah Rajun. He started the street groomers. And street groomers is to bring truths and pieces to gangs. And he did that for a while, and may Allah bless him. But his friend that he quite admired, I believe they would have got married. Her name is Misha. I can't remember her last name, but she's a legislator. And I go down to her office, and she's not there. So I'm upset. I got something on my mind. I got a bill. I want to pass this bill. I want to give it to her so she can get this bill to the Congress. And Allah did send me somebody. He sent me a reverend. He sent me Reverend Washington. And he walked with me. And at the same time, he sent me Reverend Washington. Washington scared. He ain't got the courage I got, because I'm Muslim. He's Christian. And he's like, man, you crazy. And he was scared to hold a sign in front of the Capitol. He's like, well, I think we should go across the street. So I saw the inferior in him. But my strength strengthened him. Strengthened him. And I go there, and my bill I wanted to pass, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, was to give the officers that have been assassinating us as African-Americans in the middle of the streets, the death penalty. The death penalty. That was my bill I introduced to her. And she wasn't in the office, so I talked to her secretary, Ms. Audrey. And Ms. Audrey looked at me like, Negro, is you crazy? And she told me, she said, we need people like you up here. And I said, if God pushes me this way, then I'll be up here. I said, but my work is in the street with the people. And she said, I respect that. And I told her this is the bill I wanted to pass and make sure that Misha get this bill. It's to pass the Congress before the crossover. And the crossover is a day when the senators are out of the when they're out of the Capitol. So I finally tell her, and she the attorney general called my phone, and she says, I might speak to Mr. Basir. I say, speaking. She says, Ms. Misha and her colleagues are not with your bill. And so I said, they're not with a bill that's going to stop law assassinating African Americans in the middle of the street. She said, no. I said, well, I'm disappointed. So I told Mr. Nathan Knight, and Mr. Nathan Knight, he's a fighter. He's a fighter like us. He's a fighter like Bud Akbar and the rest of y'all frontline men and women. And Nathan Knight said, he said, don't worry about that. He said, I'm going to introduce you to John. John is he's a congressman. He said, we're going to go down to Waffle House, and we're going to drink some tea, some sweet tea. And he said, I'm going to introduce you to him. And he said, even if he don't accept this bill, he said, we're going to give it to every senator in that house, every legislation in that house to make sure it get on the Congress floor. I said, The same spirit that was going down, it went back up. Because we know as human beings that it takes sometimes even with law enforcement and to make decisions on better law and for the law to be followed. And it takes better decision and better men. We know that dealing with human behaviors, people are attracted to it. The serial killer, they had many of them. Cops is robbing dope dealers. The pattern. Many cops do it. We know from Imam Muhammad, many of men stood up for righteousness. So it's a pattern in the behavior. So we're looking at the depths of a lot of, it's a whole lot. It's more than I even thought it was. And it's in every state. And there's deaths that we don't even know about that the police didn't kill. My first experience when I was on deal, I got a friend named Link. I haven't forgot about him. He was a hard head. He was a little tough. He was tough. He didn't play no games. But he got pulled over, and I'm on my street. And I think I was going to the train station, and he pulled over, and I believe he was gonna give me a ride. And that's the last time that I saw him alive. Well, when he pulled over, he pulled out his cellular phone. It's the cellular phone. And the police shot and killed him. In my, I lost my mind. I didn't know what to do. And it was a tragic experience. And so I personally experienced the death of a friend through police violence. And I can say you can do any sin against God, Ten Commandments, against the Quran, righteousness, any sin. But one of the sins is you can't bring a life back. you can make amends for sins, but you can't bring life back. You can't. Allah says eye for eye, tooth for tooth. We know from Quran, Allah says, do what's been done to you, forgiveness. And Allah says to us, it's a special reward in forgiveness. And something as massive, police shootings and killings, needs to be set an example. They have an example to criminal activities, that armed robbery, attempt murder. They give you more time for attempt murder than they give you for murder. They give you more time for robbery than aggravated assault. And they attack families with these with these criminal, they attack the family, the judges attack the family with these sentences. But they do it for a purpose. They do it for a reason. Their reason is to intimidate the neighborhood. It's to have the neighborhood in fear. What you think poverty people are going to do when no one's presented to the povertyness, when no one's presented to the people a solution to solidify them? What you think they're going to do? What you think the women going to do who got children and need money? What you think they're going to do? Nobody have given them an alternative that they can see, well, I might make some money from that. And yeah, you know how it is. These days you got the lights. The lights is on a fifth income. You could go down to Georgia Power, put $20 or $30 on their lights. You think a woman who need lights and got a child is not gonna sell herself for her life to be cut on? Does she need diapers? Does she need milk? She will. You think if the women's threatening their husband that they ain't coming up with the rent, you think they ain't gonna sell no dope? And in some instances, you gotta be the hardest man on the block to get a pack off. So that means you gotta get rid of some people that's in your way. So as a nation, our nation know this. And we're not demanding what we should be demanding to our legislators in Congress, because they know when we come, we're going to do the same thing in church. We're going to do their curriculum that they gave us in church. We're going to sing and we're going to dance. What makes more sense, to give someone reparation or to drop guns in their community? Give them reparation or give them drugs? Give them reparation, but give them a Beyonce, a Rihanna, Jay-Z, a Young Thug. It makes more sense. Give them a new alcohol. Give them something they can feel important of. Give them some shoes and clothes. Let them feel jealous and envy. You know what jealous and envy takes you, dear brothers and sisters? It takes you for murder. It takes you for death. And you don't care who it is. If they have something that's more valuable and they think their value is material, materialized, what you think they're going to do? It's the real world. This is the real world. This is in every state. Go to any Martin Luther King and see the deaths of many men on his street in every city. You want crack, weed, heroin, prostitutes. You want to buy children. You want to go to the black market. Go to Martin Luther King Street. Go to those communities. Children getting kidnapped and taken away. All of the everything that this man stood for, Dr. King, may he rest his soul in the light of Rajim. May Allah give him the highest level of paradise. But the things that he stood for,
is they slapping him in his face. They slapping him in his face. And they proud of it. Because you know what they know? When we go down there, we're going to be singing and dancing. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, you cannot fight an enemy who is your God. You can't do it. You're gonna look at that senator, that European senator, and your head gonna go down. Your shoulders gonna go down. You're gonna bow and bend. This I see. I had one of my colleagues, one of my sisters I met, and her name is Imani. She studied Islam. She says, who? She said, do they pay you for what you do? I said, no. So my reward is with my Lord. She say, I can put you on the payroll. I tell her no. Because then I asked, I said, who you work for? She said, well, I used to work for the Army. I'm a veteran. And I said, okay. Well, I'll give you insight when you're dealing with certain people. And she said, everybody that's around me and my organization, they get paid. I said, okay. I said, well, I sell merchandise. I want to get paid off my merchandise. You can support me if you want. But the European, and my dear beloved brothers and sisters, fill me out. The European is not dumb. He's smart. Before he built them ships, he had a plan. This is a part of his plan. But Allah says in the Quran, Allah said, I plan and they plan, and Allah is the best of planners. What we're doing, part of Allah's plan. Because you can't go to the oppressor and tell the oppressor that, and all of them ain't oppressors, but the oppressor we're talking about, that you demand something. And in your church, he the biggest image behind your church. You ain't even looking at the preacher no more. You're looking at that image. And when you go and you want to fight, and my people, you want to go fight? You want to go and tell them something? You know what Ms. Misha told me? She told us that the day before we went down to the Capitol, she told us that it's her language. She wasn't like this when our room was messing with her. But this is what she tell me. This is what she tell the victims of the family. She says, I was a victim of stalking. We know she was. But we ain't down here talking about you, Ms. Misha. We down here talking, trying to get some support from these families. They had three legislation bills they wanted to take to her. One of them was accountability. Okay, they're already accountable of the lies that they've been taking. That's BS. And the other two was, I was not filling those bills. I think those bills was a waste of time, be honest with you. So my point is that y'all Muslims are on front line. We are the ones to protect the Christians, to help the Christians. You think about the help that we can do to help the Christians. You think about the help that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he did for Asia. He didn't go over to Asia and say, La ilaha illallah. He didn't go to Asia and say, this is Abu Bakr, my wife Khadija. He went over to Asia selling goods. And at the time he's selling goods, the people of Asia say, you ain't going to extra charge me for this? You mean I can get this for a good price? And he was solid with it. He was like, yeah, I don't rebuy. God tell me don't rebuy. He go back over there, feeding families and nations. You know half of Asia became Muslim because of his character? Because of the way he handled his business. He didn't rebuy nobody. He says also, he said the time of the last days is when the you'll see the businessman being so corrupted. So corrupted. You look at the prices and living, shoot. We about to get kicked out of doors. We about to get kicked out of doors. The price of living down in Georgia, you get a 2-bedroom house, that's you can get one for 13, 14, it going up 15. 3-bedroom, 1600. Some even 2000. If it's in a town that is Europeans and Hispanics and everybody, every nationality is in that part of town. You get rent for 2-3-bedroom, 2500 to 3500. It's real. So we watching them genocide us. You know what the Christians doing? They singing and dancing. Please don't kick us out. And the Muslims in it too, but we ain't making no income to keep us in. And if we have the little resources that we do have, we ain't concerned about nobody else. We're not concerned about our neighbors. We're not concerned about our brothers we praying with. Our sisters, we praying. We have not even yet have that common concern. But besides the ones who are talking, and I'm pretty sure because y'all sincerity is that y'all are concerned about people around you, people in your family, people who you can help. I'm pretty sure of it. But as a ummah, we ain't woke up. And if we woke up, we done went in a comatose sleep. Because Allah did not just. He said, for this day I have perfected your religion of al-Islam. I have named you Muslim. That's what Allah tells us. It's 1,400 years ago. Y'all can put your hands up. You count. You put your toes up and count your hands. You got 10 toes. You got 10 fingers. Put 10 toes up and hold up 4 fingers. That's 1,400. Use every finger for 100 years. That's 1,400 years. That ain't a long time. When Allah tell you when he wake us up, he say that they going to ask him how long we tarried today. How long we been here? Allah going to ask him. They're going to say a day, a part of a day. So 1,400 years ain't that much. It ain't that long. 1,400 years ain't that, 2,000 years ain't that long on earth. But Allah going to ask us. Hey, then we going to be questioned. We going to be held accountable for not helping. Allah say, fight oppression until there's no more oppression. You don't want to do it? Fine. I sent a whole group of people. I was talking to some business woman. And it's hard to find help with our own people. We ain't woke up. You know what she said? Same thing I said, open the borders up. Bring them on over here. We ain't doing nothing. We not lazy. But we have a chemical imbalance of energy that's been produced from our descendants, from our ancestors. And when we look at descendants, we see decent. Decent. We use morality, moral, for decency. And we should have the decency enough to do the works as our ancestors fought so hard for their own lives. We should honor that. We should honor that. And we should praise Allah. And we should be grateful that Allah has given us this opportunity to be on the front lines. And Imam Muhammad said, hey, you should never be too old to retire. You should always fight till your last of breath. You should always do something. My grandmother, Dr. Adrian's mother, before she got sick, she worked every day. If she couldn't work, she'd go volunteer work. I see Brother Akbar. He's an elder man. He don't sit at the house. He not going to. You can ask his wife on that. He ain't going to sit up at no house. He gonna go outside in the yard. He gonna make sure he plants some vegetables. He gonna be doing something. He gonna be trying to help somebody. What I'm saying is, don't never feel as if you can retire. And I'm pretty sure he can't. He can't move like how he used to. He got the strength in his mind and in the heart and the heart of it. But it don't matter, because as long as you got that spirit, as long as you got that courage, Allah always gonna send you somebody. Allah always gonna send you somebody, dear brothers and sisters. They're gonna send you somebody to help you fight your battles. But you gotta have that spirit and courage. Don't get to the point where we don't talk like the disbelievers. I'm retired now. Allah says when we are finished from a immediate task, still labor hard. But Allah said, I can sleep when I die. Use your bodies to the fullest, because those are blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna give you. He gonna give you blessings just for using it. Just for using it. And we had to find out ways how we can use it, to utilize, until we get this trust back in our communities, this trust back in our ranks. If I'm praying with you, we should have the same trust that we had we in the nation. We should have the same trust that we should have when we followers of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, the same trust that got to build its way back into our ranks, into our hearts, into our minds. So we get 1,000 people and we can utilize off 1,000 people, we put $100 in with each other. It's $100,000. And we continue doing it to all 1,000 people who got $1,000. And we utilize the businesses that's already into business. Businesses that you know that can produce. Put that money into it. Go out and get a chain. Go get a franchise, Little Caesar. We don't want no small businesses. We got to think like the Europeans. We got to work like the Chinese. And we got to produce. We got to produce. But ain't nobody going to help us. Government ain't going to help us. They already masterminded before they build the ships, dear brothers and sisters. Before they built the ship, they had a plan. We in this plan. But Allah got us the best of planners. Allah's plan is better. Allah already told us what to do. Imam Muhammad told us what to do. Stop doing it. Why we stop doing it? Because our trust for each other then went out the door. Our love for each other then went out the door. Yeah, I talk like I've been Muslim for 60 years. You can't tell me nothing. What you mean? What you mean I can't tell you nothing? If you're wrong, you're wrong. We should never feel to the point where we can't check each other. This ain't no Christianity, dear brother. Ain't no superiority in our religion of Islam. Don't forget, if a child knows the prayer, we're going to follow that child because he's more purity in the ranks. That's who Allah elevates, the one who is patient and perseverance, the one who have a dab, the one who have good heart. You want superiority? The one who runs to the homeless to feed them. You want superiority in this? We running in a race of righteousness. That's us. That's our history. That's the Muslim history. Now we're in a bond. Because the bond that we're in, we have a financial debt in America. And America is not going, America go to war with a country before they pay it off. How do we know that? America's, Biden's sending money to Ukraine. He ain't paying off the debt, the trillions of dollars that he owed to China. China ain't getting mad about his money. They didn't hook up. Lord knows what they are discussing. But we don't. We got to prepare ourselves. We ain't got no wealth to prepare for nothing. Well, we going to sit there and die? We genocide because we scared to stand up? We scared to put our money in? I'm telling you, the Jews, They've been spanking us. They've been spanking us. Imam Muhammad said, don't go out and get these masjids that look like cathedrals. You know how much the mall is going to be, the light is going to be? He said, don't do that. Get something plain and simple. Simplicity. Make it easy on the believers. Don't be hard on the believers and easy on the disbelievers. And the fight that we got in us, utilize it. A lot of the elders, y'all know that Bible because y'all came out that book. Y'all know that Bible better than, than I know it. I ain't started reading the Bible until, I got like, 30? So I started finding an interest into what's really going on. Why people ain't coming to Islam. I woke y'all up. So y'all got to really step it up because y'all know that book. Even if they don't accept it, you know what? They're going to say, I appreciate you telling me this. I appreciate that knowledge. They could be some of the blood covering Jesus Christ followers of that mythology. But they're going to appreciate you telling them something that they did not know. Why? Because the human being is designed for what? Designed for knowledge. That's the future. That's the future. Adam had to find out. Adam found out. He was thirsty for knowledge. How can I feed my wife? How can I feed my children? What I need to do to how can I slaughter me an animal, cook it? He had to figure out all that. It was industrial, right? That's us. But our trust and left, our bond and left, it left so much as being American that America, I want y'all to wake up a little bit. America will sponsor a foreign, not from America, to call them American just to make sure they eat over you. Just to make sure they got food at their table. You've been in America all your life. You've been struggling for the food at your table. And we go through president, Congress, legislature. Man, this their plan. Walk on us until we dead, until we ain't here. And they doing it. They're following Satan, and Satan is doing it. Excuse me. I would believe him in the Shaitan Ajin. They are doing it. The people who worship in the footsteps of Satan are doing it to each other. They're killing each other. And we're dying by the rapid rates. And I ain't talking about no ones and twos. I'm talking about by the hundreds. Gang, gang. By the hundreds. And states. Every state. The Muslims ain't not stepping up. We not the way we really supposed to be. We got Allah, we got the Prophet Muhammad, we got the religion. We need money. We need money. We need to be able to help the Christian man. We need to be able to sponsor their communities with food. We need to be able to protect them in their community. We need to be able to go up to these gangbangers and tell these gangbangers, look, enough is enough. I'm taking you to jail. I'm putting you in custody myself. Do you have a heart? Our heart then died down. Do we protect each other? Or we look at each other with the same eyes that we look at, that the eyes that be looked at us as the enemy? What is our decision at the end of the day? Are we very happy when we go to sleep? I don't know about y'all, but it's hard for me to sleep. And I work 24/7. 24/7. I got people harassing me, aggravating me. Shoot. It drive anybody crazy if they ain't have a law. I thank Allah for my haters. I thank him. I thank him for my enemies because it puts me a little bit more on my day. Puts me more on my day. But at the end of the day, we in the same position when we wake up in the morning. We ain't advancing nothing. Nothing. These Mexicans, my dear brothers and sisters, they ain't been in America like we have. They got Kaiser Permanente. Man, our teeth is messed up now. We need health care. We can't depend on our oppressor to give us what he got. He ain't gonna get that European to kill his own mama before he sliced that pie with us. We got to make our own pie. We got the recipe. We got the recipe. We can't, we might do it with everybody. But let's utilize some part of what we're doing to attract at least 1,000 people and do it. Until we all get $100,000 and we all use our money. It ain't about us. Get that out your head right now. Get that out your head. It ain't about it. It's about our children. We got to leave something for our children. We got to make sure our children don't be in the same position as we're in. Your fruit of your stride will soon come in sight. And let's utilize it and do something with it. And man, Muhammad Ben told us this. I came up with this idea, and I listened to a lecture with Imam Muhammad and Imam Khatib Tajibin, give him the highest level of paradise. And other imams, they've been talking about this, but ain't nobody doing it because that trust went dead in our hearts. We were the Muslims that helped each other. I don't care what they say. I know that I hear stories of Imam Jamil al-Amin, man, that make you want to cry because of the help that he tried to help everybody. Everybody, as many people that he can, and we can't do nothing for him. He in prison, and this how much the system care about Muslims. You think it's a joke, but this how much they care about us. They ain't got no. The man said that he is responsible. He the one that evidence pointing on. He's responsible for the death of the police. He said that. He told the Dutchman. Why is he still detained? Why he still like, what you think they gonna, man, listen, they already plotting on me. I already know it. They'll come down on me with BS. I ain't accepted it. Anybody else who's sticking their head up that it came from these streets, that a lot of them helped to push something better in their cell to help other people, they coming. We already know it. But y'all going to let them genocide it to y'all children? Like, y'all ain't got no heart? That ain't right. That ain't right. They say they going to come down here singing and dancing. Singing and dancing.
Well, I'll keep somebody else raise their hand, so let me bring them on.
Let me finish before that. Let me close.
Okay.
So I advise our Ummah
to
tighten your ranks. I advise our Ummah to stop being oppressed by your own selves and your own enemies. And I advise my Ummah to talk to Congress, tell Congress to let the Imam out. They had no reason. Let them out. And any other political prisoner or anybody else, because they ain't going to fight for us. We got to do the fighting. I come to you in peace, and I leave you in peace, and the greetings of peace. And if I offend anyone, it's not my intentions. It's not my intentions. But if I help with something, I'll pray due to Allah. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran, as I make them.
Walaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. When I was listening to my brother speaking, and he was talking about the Imam, and I said, wow, I said, that's what I'm talking about. That's a perfect example. I hear we talking about raising funds, giving it to the people, you know, to other people, you know, that's in. And then I said, what we need to do, I said, I have no problem with that, but I said, let's split it in half. I said, we need to have a fundraiser for our children, for our children and our brothers and sisters that's in prison, just for saying assalamu alaikum. I mm-hmm. said, that's what we need to do. We need to start helping. I said, think about it. And these people, they the one that's dealing the drugs, bring the drugs over here. They never talk about the minerals. When they had all that earthquake, I said, they ain't talk about all that opium and stuff. Why didn't talk about the minerals? What they doing? They first thing they did, they showed that they would go over there looking. So I'm just saying, Allahu Akbar, that's what I'm talking about. And self-preservation. What is the first law of nature? Self-preservation. We got to take care of ourselves. They ain't asking for no help. They are one of the wealthiest country on the planet Earth. And they got allies. And I'm just trying to figure out, alhamdulillah. I'm trying to figure out who came to our rescue. I'm just asking questions. I just want to know. I'm just trying to think because I like to know history too. That's all. There's nothing wrong with wanting to know the truth.
That's right.
You're so right. They invite these people on here, like the Ukraine. Brought them here, gave them all kind of money, boost them, vouchers, the state.
Bring them over here.
Yeah, still bring me here. And then we've been here and fought for this country, and they won't give us a dime. They get free money.
Excuse me, Abba, excuse me. I just want to say one thing. That's our tax money. That's our money. Because they have a thing called on-the-job training. Well, you could train your children that you could get on that. That's the on-the-job training. I said, I was thinking about that. I'm really going to push that. But they have that. That's our tax money. They ain't getting the money. That's ours. They not using it for us. Tell me what they're using it for us for. That's what I'm talking about. So that's our tax money that they're using.
I know what they don't get nothing. They're not asking for nothing with no man. With a family. It got to be families without a man. A woman, maybe with you. Or a homosexual with you. Adopted too. They get here. But you come to you, man and woman, and children, and you don't know, your mother and father don't fall for this country, and die, then can't. They can't find no job. They won't give them nothing. This country ought to be shamed of itself. And we had to bring it to the attention like these brothers, young man said, man, you need to get out and beat the bushes. You need to bring this to the attention. You need to bring the laws that would govern to protect them. They got laws, but they ain't got no laws that we can say is worth anything. That protects itself, protects the African American people, because they got to stop. They got to stop telling their lie to the army and the navy and the marines to fight for our freedom. That's a darn lie.
Yeah, if they are, then show us what way.
Well, show me. Show me what minute and hour they fought for my freedom. It just killed a young boy. 16-year-old boy today in Florida shot him down. So the police pay to do this. They Klansmen. They are hated. They're no different than the terrorists that they claim they want to stop. They're no different.
What I want to say is that that's when it's time for us to learn our human rights, our civil rights, and our community rights, and unity is power. That only way Satan, that's the mercy from Allah. Only way Satan get his power is the power we give him, and that's the mercy that Allah give us. He said the only way. So we let it happen. We have the human rights and all that. So we have to change that. And that's one of my goals. That's one of my goals. I really am struggling towards that. There's nothing wrong with that. Our children have a chance in life, and they need to learn it because right now they are not even teaching it. So if you don't know it, you don't even know what you have the rights to do. Unity is power. That's education. Education is power, too. Remember, that's why they told us they didn't want us to read.
Yeah.
So when you start reading, that's when you will learn you could be able to do this and you know this and know that. That's how they had control. That's one of the, but they forgot. They didn't know about the DNA. and Allah who act for. Allah is the one. Allah. And Allah only, Allah, whatever Allah, everything happens what Allah permits it. He permits that to happen. For whatever reason, alhamdulillah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Rakim, you still there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, we guys want to get ready to close us out of the crap, please.
By the company of time to the agent, early man is lost except those who are patient and consistent. I mean,
so I want to thank everybody. Okay, we have somebody else to raise their hand and see who it is. I don't know. It might be another one. I know you brought no points. You got it.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Remember Allah, remember you. Okay. This is my wish for you. Comfort, difficult days, rainbows to follow the clouds, smiles, sadness, and truth, faith so that you can believe, sunsets to warm your heart, laughter to kiss your lips, courage to know yourself, hugs when spirit sags, patience to accept the truth, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, friendship to brighten your being, and love to complete your life. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes. You got one more?
Yes. Okay. Holy beloved. Allah is for me. There is none worthy of worship but Him. I rely on Him alone. He is the Lord of majesty and throne. And, one more. Just be.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh Allah, forgive before death and have mercy on us at the time of death and do not punish us after death. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please come back Sunday. God willing, thank you so much. Okay, we'll see you. Hope you'll come back Sunday. God willing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. May Allah bless us all to take this Mubarak, and may we all have a blessed Jumu'ah.
Amen.